All right. Hello, everyone. We have another episode here with you on Renewed and Reminded. And today I am all the way. I am virtually traveling to Trinidad. I'm in Trinidad right now. We're about to go worship in Trinidad. And I have a beautiful guest with me. And her name is Ayana.
Yes.
I said it right. Okay.
Yes.
And she is here, and she is a she's a coach as well, but I'm gonna let her introduce herself with her credentials. But biggest thing, she's on here because she's a worshiper, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about worship. So please, please introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Ayana Miller. I'm from Trinidad, as my host, lovely host, just said. I'm a mother of two little ones, a wife and a daughter.
Amen.
I'm a change analyst in the corporate world and a board of director. So I call myself a change strategist, and that was led by a spiritual woman that gave me that name as well. So why not be, you know, everybody is a coach and stuff like that, but why not be a change strategist? What does a change strategist mean? As well as a motivational speaker. And, you know, I've been praying and saying, God, what should I call myself really and truly?
Amen, yeah.
And what came to me is transformational kingdom woman.
Woo! That's a drop the mic moment.
And that came to me yesterday. And I was like, what? What is this?
Not what is this? Yes, Lord.
Yes, I was like... Because you said, ask and it shall be received, right?
Yes, and sometimes it's immediately.
I was like, okay.
That is amazing. I love that we're starting the podcast right where when God, when you ask God to meet you, he comes. That's worship. Like, just asking him to come and inviting him into your business idea. What do I call myself? Here.
Oh my. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well let's see. What is worship? Like, where did worship begin in this journey walking with the Lord? And of course, you probably how did you even meet Jesus? Like, how did that story begin?
Okay. Growing up, I went to church. I used to go to church with my grandma. You know, your grandma taking you to church.
Right.
But you know, in different cultures where you live, it have different religion. But you know, you didn't feel that connection. Yeah, see a little girl, you're going to church. Okay. That's it. Then you fall off. I backslided, as you will say. Alright? And, you know, my family on my dad's side, they are prayer warriors. My aunt prays like that. She prays for everyone. But okay, Gail wanted to, I want to go out and party, you know, you want to be like other people. I wasn't comfortable with who I was. I felt, you know, I needed to be accepted by society and the way people look at me, because I've seen other people getting accepted and the likes and, you know, the whole thing the enemy throws at you that looks good. And, you know, after I had my first child, my son, his dad, I was going through hell and back.
Ooh.
And you know, things wasn't, I mean, crying every day during pregnancy, I was crying. You know, my aunt them kept praying for me, and they said, you know what, Ayana, something isn't right. And you know, every time I spoke about, you know, I'm going to church, his parents would tell me I'm lying, because they are more the party type. And then, you know, I saw certain characteristics happening within the family, and I said, you know what, enough is enough, and I don't want my son to grow up like that. And I made a decision to pick up my child at a year and leave at 8 p.m. in the night.
Wow.
And never returned. So I was a single mom at that point, struggling. And I was like, God, why me? Why is this? Why is this happening to me? I don't know. You know, being a single mom, being with my son, taking him to school, to daycare, it was frustrating. Being honest, it was very frustrating. Because I didn't have the help. Yes, my mom was there, but you always wanted an extra help. You wanted that father figure in your child's life. I would go the distance, go to church, and you know, my pastor turned and told me, "You are loved. Remember, you are special.
Mm.
Don't let anyone tell you better." And one thing, I'm so honest. He said, like, you know, the person who are with you are with God doesn't want that person for you. But you know, you're not deep within there to realize what he's speaking about. And you know, keep your clothes on. Don't take off your clothes for anyone. Mm-hmm. And I'm still thinking, you know what? Hey, you know, you're probably your clothes off. That is love. Right? Mm-hmm. Because my father wasn't there to show me that love. Now he stood up as a man and as a father and as a pastor and corrected me. Sometimes, I mean, you need correction, and you need to take correction by the man of God. Sometimes God sends someone into your life to change you, help change your situation. God can use anybody.
Yeah.
And he could do things anytime. And you know, I went through stuff, and you know, he turned and told me, you know, I have to humble myself. And I was like, and you know, treat my mom better. You know, my mouth was a little hot. I was like, how did you know that? Why? You know, because God allows certain things to happen to you for a reason, for you to come back and know who he is.
Wow.
And who is in charge.
No, yeah.
And then, you know, decided to get baptized. And when I got baptized, I felt like a light when I was dipped into the water. And I was like, what is this? I'm feeling a light. Like, I'm seeing a light. I was like, wow. It was a different feeling. But then, yes, I went back out. And, you know, things happen again. And then by praying and trying to keep myself within church and encouragement, and then I started listening to certain songs and worship, because I am not a singer, but I'm a dancer. I will dance for the Lord.
Amen.
I don't care who is seeing, who has to say what. Once I get up and once that song hits my soul, girl, all things, I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
I am going to dance.
Amen. No, yeah.
That is my worship.
Yeah, and that's
dancing to the Lord.
Yeah, that's one form of worship that we have not even talked about yet. And I'm so glad that you brought it up, that I didn't have to bring it up, because you know, that it's, because people hesitate to move around people in a building because they're thinking that I somehow need to impress people. Yet I'm here for God. Like, wait a minute. Those two things don't work. If I'm here to please God, God might have you scream right now. Like, he might have you go scream. He might have you go consider.
Up and down.
Yeah. And will you do this, or will you be looking at the lady down the road like.
What are they looking at me? What will think of me? Am I going crazy? No. It's fire inside of you.
Yes, and I think the way your story, the transparency of it, that you said, okay, I have backslidden. I have too, and so has many of the listeners. And it's not that you've backslidden and you can't come back. That's where we get hung up at. We backslide, oh, I can't come back because, you know, no, you can literally come back with everything that you, because God knows that you were going to do it in the first place. However, when you make up your mind this time, there's that deliverance now, because you desire to be free. Not a little bit, but all of it. Like, I want nothing else to deal with what I was. I want a new me. I want my worship to be authentic. When I call on you, I need you to come. He's a present help. So I'm presently doing what I need to do to please him more than people. And that's what I was saying in the group. I want to talk to people, because it's many of people. I mean, I could sit up there and make a post about, oh, how many of y'all something, you know, I don't know, because people want to be approved, or, you know,
appreciated, liked, and looked after.
Yeah. And when we put God second instead of first, you will put the trending TikTok video in front of your devotion easily, because I got time.
Exactly.
But you don't. You don't have time, because what if you just spent 15 minutes dancing when you get your phone, you ain't gonna win it. You're still gonna be dancing. By the time you pick your phone up, you're gonna pick it up to just answer the phone. Hey, how you doing? Gotta go. Because your mind is focused on, God, I need this time with you to go through. Because when I get done and I step one foot out of the door, I need you to help me maintain. It's going to be people out here. It's going to be situations out here. Even in my house, answering the phone sometimes. Or even, the Bible says, the house that you are in, sometimes there's the enemy is within. Sometimes it's you.
Correct. Yeah.
Sometimes it's us. Sometimes we are our own problem.
Enemy. Yeah.
And I feel like we need to break that wall where something is saying, how can I go worship pagan stuff? How can I go worship this stuff so easily? And when I'm trying to get to God, it's friction. Well, because you switch sides.
Correct, and he off purpose.
And so, yeah, he's going to fight you. Now, I think that, you know, what could you elaborate with me on when you decide to dance for God, when you decide to worship God, how much adversity is there going to be, and what do you do with that? You know, how do you use that to fuel your worship?
Listen, when I do that worship, I feel so light. After, I feel like something just lift off of me. I just need to cry, like, thank you, God, thank you, because he gave you talents. So what the talents he gave you, why don't you use it to praise him, not to praise the world? Don't use it in the wrong way.
Man, amen.
And I know that is my talent. I used it in the wrong way before, but listen, I am not using it in the wrong way no more.
Yeah.
And I say, I don't care who laugh or what. I worship God and dance and jump and prance when my belly was big with my second baby. I didn't care because I know God have this baby inside of me safe, and he knows what I'm doing. And my daughter comes out when she was born, and I took her to church, and she hears worship song, and she's just a year and something. She raises her hand.
In seed form, because they know. Like, that's a form of worship. Like, a child is like, if a worship was manifested, it's a kid. And so this kid is trying to constantly always get back to their worship. Like, I know my son, he's always like, I will go and sing, you know, how great is our God, and he will come and do it too, and I'm just like, you know, but I'm thinking to myself, when I was a kid, I did not get a chance to tap into worship. I was pretending, I was playing, because everybody wanted to play, you know, you wanted to be the preacher, because we were kids, and somebody separated your kid, like, somebody separated children's church means that your children can't tap into worship until they get older. I don't agree with that. I think that kids in their youngest form, if they're exposed to this, it will help them fight everything. Because when I'm stuck at school, or peer pressure, or if it's just a choice of a video game, like, I can literally ask, I've already invited God in, so now I have that still, quiet voice. Don't do that. Now I gotta choose, you know, at a young age, God knows how to approach, because some people who are, he knows how to approach us in the way that worship will be something that we love instead of something we hate.
Correct.
And I think that is so important, because dancing, I love dancing. I started dancing because my sister introduced me into it, because I was like, what? You know, praise dancing. And, when I started to love that, I had never took dance before. I was really into theater, I think, more in my high school years. And then I was kind of more of a track star. I wanted to run track. And so I was like, this is, you know, wait a minute now. You know, I got this strong demeanor going on. And she's like, no, just dance, you know, just learn the routine. And so I did it one time, and it saved me. It took every word that I was trying to get out at the altar. Like, God, I'm in sin. God, I'm in the wrong relationship. God, I'm in school, but I'm doubting, can I finish? And I'm crying at the altar. I'm not getting none of these words out. But when I put on the courage to stand up and dance, the words was just in the movement. In the movement, people are, why are you standing up? All I'm doing is dancing. You know, why? All I'm doing is twirling whatever I have, and somehow you're connected to the same frequency in my worship. because if we're on the same, we're thinking the same thing. God before me, who can be against me? But we ain't said anything yet.
No.
I don't even know who you are.
That's
but
anointing that is on you.
And I'm like, wow, God. And so I love that we get an opportunity to tap into God at any time because of Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime, any hour, he's there for you. He's listening. You know, you don't need to reach out to a friend, you know, because, you know, some people judge you. I got that while I was working. You know, oh, you always going to church or whatever. You know, laughed at. It's okay. I said, that is okay.
Right.
It's like, you know, we're working for the same salary. How we always have money. You're giving all the money to church. I said, that is okay. I don't care. And I reached that point, like, the music out in the world, people going out, doing different things. It don't even bother me. It don't even bother me. And, you know, I recently realized, you know, God, I was ashamed to speak out. I didn't want to speak out. And now I decided to go live and share things about God, read scriptures. And it feels so good after, because I don't care how much likes I get, who look at it. I know somebody will resonate with someone. And some little piece you might say might go a long way. Don't be ashamed of God's word. Don't be ashamed of him. Or he will be ashamed of you. You cannot enter God's kingdom. You are ashamed of me, you know, on the earth. And now you want to accept. You want me to accept you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And isn't it like people to quickly tell you your flaws, but somehow they're camouflaged?
Exactly. It has like a mask.
Yeah, yeah. They're
take
quick
off that
to
mask. Come on.
Yeah, and we have those seasons too when sometimes correction from people that even if they are meaningful or they're not, we can always learn something. And I think that's also a form of worship, because if I'm worshiping and someone says I'm doing it incorrectly, if I am not wise to love my wisdom, I can keep saying, oh, me going to church every Sunday is good. This is my worship. Me paying my tithes is my worship. Me posting a scripture, but I'm in here dealing with psychotic voices. I'm worshiping God. I'm good. But these battles that are personally and quiet, the invisible stuff, we're losing. And I think when it comes to worship, worship is invisible. Like, yeah. It is in. He says to keep your mind focused on the things that are not seen. I cannot see what worship. I can feel, I can understand, but I can't see it. So that's where we have to focus. Like, if it's an issue where it's childhood trauma, or if it's like you said, well, I've already messed up, I backslidden. Okay, if I focus on what I see in this same circumstance, I'm going to end up doing this again, because now I'm focused on what I see. I'm trying to keep myself from doing this, but I'm still focused on, you know, maybe if it worked this time, maybe it didn't work, that maybe I did it wrong. Maybe they will be my friend. And now I'm trying to get into, how do I glorify me? But I'm trying to tell God, I'm praising you.
Exactly. That can't work.
No, it cannot work. And we have to be able to step down and say, God, it's really me this time. It's not my mom. It's not my sister. It's me. And I've messed up on thinking my worship was my work. I've worked so hard for people. People have led me astray. People have told me I'm good, when really they was like, we don't really like you based on what I've committed to you. They don't like me because my faithfulness to you.
Yeah. Wow.
And that would push anybody to say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get up from here, you know, because you're looking at what you see again. You can't focus on this. When you're worshiping, and I know that you would agree, it is like you step into your soul and your soul gets the stirring up. And maybe you hit an emotion real quick. You'll hit a memory. But then somehow all of that hits. And you just go straight into your spirit. Nothing matters in your spirit. Everything that matters for your spirit is the things that God is reminding you in that spiritual moment. Like, hey, right. I got you. Like, why am I jumping? Because I remember when I was hot and on my way to hell, he saved me. So I'm jumping because I know that I'm jumping right into my next blessing. I am the right. blessing to somebody else. Right.
Exactly. And it feels so good. And you know, he said God is a spirit, right? So worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
That's... You know, before I would sit down and probably, you know, pray and stuff, but you know, I cannot do that anymore. I need to go down on my knees. You need to bruise your knees and praise God. Lift your hands and praise him. Don't praise him in a good time only. Praise him during the bad time as well, because he will take you through.
Yeah.
He's the porter. We are like the clay. He form us. And don't try to go before God, or don't try to form your own self, because you'll mess up everything. Just like the woman by the well, the Samaritan woman.
Right.
Listen, God know what she did, how she sinned, but he still chased after her. For her to come out of that sin. Samaritan and Jews weren't supposed to mix together. Come on, look, everything that's in the Bible comes to pass.
Yes, and it repeats itself.
David
was on the run, and that man was in the cave, and he told God, when I call you, I know you gonna answer. And who was chasing him? His son. The type of worship you gotta tap into, that Samson, they didn't sit here and took my man's eyes out. And he said, look, y'all gonna have me hanging like a little party decor? I got y'all. God, do one more thing for me. And push them pillars on all of them.
Yes.
That's the worship I'm talking about. I mean, to the point where it's like, God, out of all the imperfection in my life, use me in a perfected, glorified way. I know they know who I was, but now they ain't seen all. You said that they will not even see, ask, or think. They can't even figure out what's going to happen. Shut their mouth when they talking about me.
Exactly. Let us see the glory of God when they see you.
Speak positivity.
If you trust God and you have that faith for God, we need to remove all negative thoughts and words out of our mouth, you know. So we can't say we trust God and then the next step our faith is wavering. And we're still thinking, I wonder if God could do this. Remember, God will do it on his time.
Yep. And that's so
he is
important.
So awesome. Man. He is
isn't he? I'm trying to tell y'all through this podcast, he is good. He is way better than you standing in line at self-checkout trying to hurry up out of Walmart. he's better than that. He's better than you finding this discount wig on whatever channel you figure. He's good. He's
exactly
any bargain that you could find. The worship that God could really just come in the midnight when you didn't think nobody else was gonna come. He will show up and show out, and you will never be able to be the same after that.
Exactly.
Man. I'm trying to figure out how can we close, because I just feel like it would be so awesome for us to just worship together, because what better way can I tell these people who's listening that worship is real than besides leading them into? I mean, I made a promise to God. I said, God, I remember them singing this hymn when they said, for God I live, for God I die. I said, who in here dying? I'm like, who would have died? Wait a minute. But now I understand. Do you hear me? I get what they were saying. I get that this body is temporary, but the spirit...
Oh, boy.
This spirit will dance always for you. Will always scream.
That's like David dance.
I'm just, man, my I want people to understand that God can, even if you are as imperfect as you think that you are, no matter. I mean, it doesn't matter if you just messed up. You can literally, when you make a decision in the inconsistency of you trying to figure this out, God is not going to abandon you. He's not going to. Why are we in Texas and Trinidad talking about the same thing? Because he's real.
And this is what's supposed to happen. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Amen. Because he's omnipotent. He's everywhere. Right. And one thing, my husband, he cracks me up because he says, I know God is real because I know the people that hate him. If they hate him so bad, then how is it that people are saying he's not real? Like, how you don't, because why they hate him? Because he's omnipotent. He sees everything. He knows all of your business.
Everything. You can hide from, as you said, you can hide from man. You can hide from whoever, but you cannot hide from God. Mm. And you cannot run from him.
No.
He knows us since in our mother's womb. Always remember that.
I think that we can close with just maybe you giving some encouragement on how do I break free in my dance? What do I do? How do I focus on my dance versus people?
Listen, just tap in, ask God, God, use me. Let your Holy Spirit resonate upon me. Mm-hmm. Let your anointing flow upon me. When you start to pray, say, God, do what you have to do. It's not by my will, but it's by your will. And continue praying. And when you start to sing, you mightn't be a good singer, but it doesn't matter. Because I will say, I want to praise God in heaven, all in white, with my hands lifted.
Amen.
And that is every time I close my eyes, that is what I see. And I'm dancing, bowing before him. And as the song says, dance like David, dance. If I need to jump, raise my hands. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It has another song that resonates with me. Raw lion, raw. Mash up the plans of the enemy.
Mm. Yes.
Listen, my paws raise. And when you hear a trumpet blow, because you know when God comes back and that trumpet blows the skies. Listen, you have to know a proper song.
Woo.
Listen to God's voice.
Yes. Wow, you have to know God's voice. I want to tell you again, thank you for joining me. Oh my goodness, I'm just in a place where I can feel God saying, I needed you to finish today, Juanita. And I was getting ready to tell you that I was not going to get on here because I felt that I was tired. And I said, no, even in my tiredness, I've got to finish the worship that I told God. I've got to be committed because he said, if you want me to do more, I need you to show me you can do the little. And so I'm so glad that I did not listen to that. I'm so glad I pressed to get to see you and to thank you again for joining our podcast. And I need to hear that song, Lion Roar. I'm gonna
roar, lion roar, mash up the plans of the enemy.
Yeah, I need to learn that song.
It.
Yes, So I was in a space a couple days ago just thinking. There's a song he says, "The enemy tried to kill me, and I hate you." And I know that now, this to me is war. I'm going to defeat you. Those are the, and you get this boldness about worship and about having what you have. God gives us stuff. We're going to take it back in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. That's the end of this podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.